welcome to the balcony. If you smoke, feel free to have a cigarette, and please drink as much water as you can. We're right on the edge of the white hole here, right on the edge of the ring. If you were standing outside the white hole, you would be able to see that there's a flag on the side of the white hole for a political party that I want to start. It says, "All caregivers will be cared for." For a lot of years now, I've been working on a project called the Hologram, which is a project where we do a protocol for mutual aid. We've done this protocol with thousands of people, and that means I've heard a lot of people talk about why it's so hard to ask for help. What I learned, or had confirmed over the past 3 years, is that the people that do the most care work in the world have the hardest time asking for help. NHS emergency room nurses have a hard time asking for help. So do parents, health aides, janitors, and cooks. So something that has become my dream has been to imagine that in the reconstitution of the world after the two lines cross, there might be a global non-electoral political party. It will be run by people who do care work. And our demand would be that all caregivers are cared for. So what would that look like? What would it take to create an internationalist party for caretakers and caregivers? What would change if all caregivers were cared for? To me, it would be like the Big Bang, except real. It would change everything. If you imagine that everybody gives care in some way, we would have to care for all of them. So the person who cleans the hallways in your apartment, you and your neighbors would need to make sure that they have stable housing, a visa, good food, a network of friends. Maybe in order for them to have a good life, they would like to have a tiny piece of land to garden on or a place to make music. We would all have to take time out every day to do care work to make that happen. It would change all of our lives. I think it might mean there wouldn't be rich people. I think it would mean we would have to find completely different ways of using our resources. It might be the end of the economy and of the nation state. I think it would be the end of the world as we know it, except in such a cool way. So I welcome you to sit here on the balcony and think about what it might mean to become a part of an international political party with a demand that all caretakers are cared for. Welcome to the last part of the exhibition. I would love to hear from you. Please sit down at the desk and fill out my survey. I originally gave a version of this survey to just 30 of my friends. But now I want to know what you're afraid of, but also what you're looking forward to, and the worldwide transformation that we will inevitably go through next. Don't be afraid because we're all in it together. I think the damning part of capitalism is that it tells you that you're alone and that it's your fault. But I want you to know that it's also my fault, and I'm here with you. And I kind of think there's something really amazing about acknowledging the dimensions that we don't want to see. Because when we don't ignore them, it means we have to change. And that's all we really have to do anyway.